Voici la nuit, l'heureuse nuit de Palestine.
Hello and welcome to our podcast. Today we're looking at a film soon to be released on general release across the nation, Of Gods and Men, Des Hommes et des Dieux, I hope I'm right in saying. And to discuss this film, I'm joined by Father Robert King from the Clifton Diocese, a scholar of film, I think it would be fair to say, Robert, wouldn't it?
Well, a bit of a film historian, maybe, a film historian in the making, so...
Well, that'll do. That's a good tag, isn't it? So, Robert, first of all, this film takes on some tough subject matter, obviously. We look at a community of Trappist monks in Algeria. Tell us a bit more about that.
Right, well, the monks are well settled in Algeria. They're a popular community. They live up in the hill, in the mountains, and are of great service to the community. They provide free medical care and support for those who live locally. At the beginning of the film, there's a very subtle link. It shows a difference, but yet the parallel lives. The monks are up for their early morning prayer, and in the distance we hear very quietly the call of the muezzin, calling the Muslim faithful to prayer. So they're both spiritual people, but yet there is a division. And then again, later in the film, we see the monks who are invited to a community celebration actually actively being a part of that Islamic culture. So there's a real coming together, there's a subtle difference, but later we see a much closer union. That while the monks are obviously Catholic monks living in Algeria, they're very integrated into that small community. You know, they're very much welcomed into their surrounding environment and offer a lot in terms of medical, free medical support to those people living there.
Tell us a bit about the obvious tensions leading up to quite a crucial decision that the community has to make.
In the 1990s in Algeria, there was a certain rise in tension. There was a group of Islamic fundamentalists who were very keen to remove Christians or push Christians out from Algeria. And they were involved with certain acts, you know, of violence against Christians within the community. And the Algerian government offered, through the army, support and protection to the monastery, but they felt, you know, would that compromise their position? They very much had the respect to the local community and valued that above all else. And then the question arose as to whether or not eventually, you know, they should go. But they were really torn because of the important, vital work they were doing. And as men of God, they really felt that was their Christian calling, their Catholic vocation to be of service, to be a people of prayer living there, but also to offer the physical support of medical care, etc., to those around them. So, you know, huge sort of tension there. Should they go or should they stay? Should they go and be safe, or should they stay and be true to their vocation by caring and loving for the people that God has put before them?
Now, we don't want too many spoilers, of course, and this is a key decision in the film, so we won't necessarily go there. But do you think some people coming to this film might expect it to be perhaps less about the community and the decision they have to take both as one and as individuals, and more about the interreligious tension between Christians and Muslims that exists?
The tension is there, but it's a very subtle, sort of almost underplayed tension. The filmmaker really doesn't want to be political in this. He wants to present a film that reflects the peaceful nature of the monks and how they lived very much in harmony, as you say, with those around them. And the tension that they feel really is just that, you know, should they stay where they're able to help people, or should they go and seek safety? And so the decision they make, you're right in saying, you know, it's the one that they have to make collectively as a community, but also one that each monk in the solitude of his cell, in the solitude of prayer, has to make between himself and God. And that's very difficult really for the monks to make, and is riveting viewing really for the viewer, not in any exciting or overly dramatic way, but in a very subtle, very human way. We get to see the monks bearing their soul, bearing their hearts before God as their creator, trying to discern what it is that God wants them to do.
That reminds me a little bit of the film Shooting Dogs, to an extent, where the priest actually stays in the midst of the hell, if you like, of the Rwandan genocide. Are there echoes there of standing firm in adversity?
There certainly are. There's something of, you know, the sort of male hero of the priest, you know, the priest who really wants to stand by his people, come what may. But also, you know, there's a deeper tension. And one thing that the film's really good at is it's not a buddy film. Although the monks live together in community and are obviously very close, they have their differences as well. And it's for each one of them really to decide between themselves and God what they should do. There's no jeeing up, come on, brother, we're in this together, we stand united. No, each one of them has before God to open their heart, open their soul, to hear the voice of the Lord, wherever that voice might be directing them.
Now, you said earlier that this is something of an art house film, yet it obviously did very well in the box office in France. And as we said in the intro, it's coming here to the UK. One, why do you think it is a successful film? And two, do you think it will be as successful over here?
I think it's a successful film because it tells human story. You know, there's a story of the different monks who are involved. Each one of them has to journey through where God might be calling them and open their heart. Now, one doesn't have to be by any means religious to understand this film. A lot of people are kind of interested in religion, perhaps even in a voyeuristic way, you know, to see what religion is, but not necessarily have to think about it for themselves. And that really works in this film, because we get to see the monks reasoning their life through their faith. Now, you don't have to have faith to understand that, but you can, by seeing the monks, work out what they're about and why they might be agonising that way. And I'm sure that's a part of the great success that the film has had in France. You know, the French people seem to love arthouse cinema in a way that maybe we don't hear. And of course, there are historical reasons for that in the way that the two cinemas have developed. But I really hope that it will be a success in Britain. I doubt it will be as successful as in France. But I hope people will get over the language barrier and not be afraid to go and see a subtitled film and really get something out of the film. Often when we see a film that's subtitled, we're forced to think about the narrative in a different way. We open ourselves to different understandings of the film. And a film like this has beautiful cinematography. It's very, very well crafted. The images, you know, are beautifully joined together to really help the narrative come to life. And I'm sure anyone who goes to see it, you know, on a cold winter's night will be rewarded by seeing a really good film that will make them think, not necessarily in a religious way, but in a way that helps them understand what it means to be human, what it means to grapple with the bigger questions of life.